literally, he would bring home a barrel of flour.
But you have heard other people say,
yes, buying in bulk. But Papa usually bought, now they did have drummers in those days, uh-huh, instead of salesmen. Mm-hmm. But, and they came in on the train, mm-hmm, and the groceries were shipped by train.
What would you call the sweet stuff that made with fruit that you might spread on your toast in the morning?
Mama made jams and jellies and marmalades.
And what would you have on the table to season your food with?
We had salt and pepper and sugar and the same things we have now.
If there were a bowl of apples on the table and one of the children wanted an apple, they might point to the bowl and say, Give
me an apple.
Now, if a person had plenty of money, you'd say they were rich, and if they didn't have much, you'd say that they were
very poor.
And if somebody owned a lot of fruit trees of any kind, you'd say they owned
had an orchard.
Now, if you were instructing somebody on how to do something, you might say, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And if you were talking about a group of boys, and you'd say, now, it wasn't these boys that did it, it must have been one of
the other boys.
Now, inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call
a pit.
And how about on the inside of a peach?
Stone.
And the type of peach that separates easily
was a priest cling.
And how about the other?
Cling peach.
What about
you made peach pickle out of the cling peaches.
Cling peaches. Uh-huh. What would you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And if you had dried pieces of apples or something, what did you have a name for them?
Just dried fruit.
What would you call the kind of nuts that you pull up from the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
And you ever know another name for them?
Well, goober. Goober was the name that Mama wouldn't let us say.
You weren't allowed to say that either.
That wasn't a nice word.
You mentioned that they had, pine trees. Did they have any other kind of trees that had nuts?
Walnuts and hickory nuts.
On the walnuts, what did you call the hard covering of it?
Shell.
And then how about that?
The outer shell.
That would be the outer shell. And what about then the soft covering?
The green, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, soft, well, we call that the outer shell.
I see.
And then the hard was the shell.
Mm-hmm. Now another kind of nut that I'm sure they didn't grow around here, but people would have sometimes at Christmas time,
negritos.
Oh, did you have those?
We had negritos. And
what else?
Mama wouldn't let us say nigger.
Uh-huh.
We said negro.
Uh-huh.
But we did, our difference was negritos,
mm-hmm,
was the nut. A negro was a race.
Did they use, ever have at Christmas time,
we had almonds.
Uh-huh, I was going to say.
We had almonds and Brazil nuts. Mm-hmm. She taught us to say Brazil nuts, mm-hmm, but when you worked in the store, nobody knew they were Brazil nuts. You had to call them negatos.
That's great, funny.
And,
what about the kind of fruit that sometimes I think they would have this at Christmas time too, or maybe all year? The kind of fruit that grows in Florida so much.
With the oranges and the apples and apricots, mm-hmm, and. I don't know that we had an apricot tree.
Oh, you did?